You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
The following is a paid program. Warning. The views expressed come from men who've spent half their lives in grease-stained overalls, inhaling hazardous fluids. Before taking any advice, consider the source. This program will contain humor of a questionable nature.
A mechanic tries to fix your car. No matter if you're near or far, he'll change your oil or fix your flat, and he'll do it just like that.
Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car question for Dave or Alan? Call now, 416-360-0740. Or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Baby, you can drive my car.
Hey!
You can. Welcome. This is Dave's Corner Garage. An hour loaded with all kinds of stuff, and we want you to give us a call when you get a chance. Dave, tell them what's coming up this hour.
Well, actually, we have a two-hour show, but we squeeze it into 1 hour.
What?
Ooh. Darren is with us today from Salem Tires. Ryan Rogers from Car Cost Canada is going to talk about how to get free information off the internet. Everybody likes free.
And you can also find out how much you can save on getting a car before you even walk into a dealership.
That's right. Ooh. And we have a gal called Corinne, which is a dog walker. And Corinne actually will tell us how to travel with your dog, right? And by the way, you know the gal that sings Mechanic, He Can Fix Your Car? That's my granddaughter.
Oh.
Now, that she did that when she was 6 or 7. She's 12 now. Okay, it just flies. Time just flies. It's unbelievable.
You need to do a new version.
Yeah. No, I asked her. She said, nope. That's
oh, no, one time only. Eh?
One time only. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Darren about giving away Argo tickets. What is it called, 50-yard line?
Excuse me, yes.
Yeah, they're field tickets.
Field lever seats. And what else are we going to give away?
Well, let's tell them. Tires.
Set of tires.
We're talking about tires, and we're talking about 7 degrees. That's the secret.
7 degrees of separation?
7 degrees of separation. I don't know. I haven't read that book.
It's the special recipe.
It's a good movie. So, listen, we want to take your calls throughout the hour, tire questions if you have, or whatever is for your car. All right? So stick around. More information, you can listen to us live, too, at davescornergarage.com. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Dave's Corner Garage, an hour full of automotive questions and answers for everything. So give us a call when you get a chance. Camera 13 is now focusing on a Walmart-based Dave Renninger. All yours, buddy.
Okay. Before we start to talk to Darren, it's just something interesting came across the wire yesterday. McLaren used to build a car called an F1. Darren knows about this.
Yes.
F1. Yep. They sold for $1 million back in 1995. And it was, I think they did just about 100 vehicles.
Yeah, very limited.
Well, they sold one for $15.62 million.
Come on.
Yep. It's at Bottoms Auctions at Quail, which is right down California. It's one of those places.
Yeah, ones we don't go to.
Yeah. I drove by once.
Yes, waved.
No, actually, I did. We did an auction at in Phoenix, and they all wearing the white pants and the hats, and it was fantastic. So, $15.62 million. This is one of the first cars they built.
Wow!
It had 9,600 miles on it, and they say it's an all-time record for that car. So, I'm always wondering what would be the next car that would be a classic like that, like the BM you're driving, any M series BMW.
Right now the M4 GTS to some degree, because that was limited production. Some of the older BMWs, like we saw. Just before the show, you know, if they're done up right and low kilometers and original, they can go for quite a bit of money as well.
Fascinating stuff.
Yeah, that's crazy. Wow.
So, winter's coming along, believe it or not.
What?
I got a picture of my pool steaming and boiling this morning.
85 degrees.
Yeah, my wife cooks the water. We throw eggs in there. to make sure we have breakfast.
Poached eggs, eh?
So, it's 7 degrees, right? That's the magic number.
7 degrees is the magic number. Not necessarily if we hit it, a day here, a day there, but once it consistently hits that 7 degree mark, you definitely want to start looking at changing over your all seasons or summers into your winters.
Now, there are tires that are supposed to be all weather tires.
Correct. Yep.
What's that?
So basically, it's a combination kind of an all season and a winter. They do have the Three Peak Mountain snowflake designation, so they are considered a snow tire, or they're at that level. But if you go with an all weather, it's not going to be as good in the summer as an all season, and it's not going to be as good as a winter in the winter, obviously. So
you should explain the Three Peaks. That's on the side of the tire.
Three Peak Mountain snowflakes. Yeah, so it's basically a Three Peak Mountain with a snowflake on the inside. It'll be on the sidewall of the tire. That designates it's a true winter tire.
Okay, and we should always tell you that tires are aged when they're built. They tell you when they were built. The yes. DOT number, right?
Correct. Yeah. So the last, you'll see some letters and numbers in the beginning that talks to basically what factory it came out of, et cetera, et cetera. The last four digits are your week. The first two are your week, and the last two are your year. So if it's 3209, it's 32nd week of 2009.
It's like buying yogurt.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty
right.
Much.
I said to my wife, you know, the best biggest invention, the biggest invention in the food business was the stale date.
Yes.
I mean, reality is the stuff's still okay the day after.
I mean, look, yogurt is bacteria. I think it's like 2 years late. I'm okay with that.
It's vintage after the date, isn't it?
Well, the reality is, but stale dating stuff is really a marketing situation.
And is the consumer like in a spot right now where they're getting so confused with it, with snow tire or winter tire, all weather tires? How much tread do you save by just changing your tires up seasonally?
Like to go from winter to all season?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't necessarily save tread, but the reality...
I'm going to cough again, sorry.
I talk to people, basically, you're going to buy a set of tires for that car anyways.
Yep.
Most people keep them 4 to 5, 6 years. So why not buy winters right off the hop, and then those two sets will last you the life of the car.
Exactly, right?
And you'll typically have some meat left on those all seasons if you lease to hand those back in.
Now, the other thing about that is not the wear of the tires, it's the stopping distance in the winter.
Absolutely.
Right? If you can stop 10 feet shorter, you could avoid an accident.
Yeah, it's starting and stopping. You have more lateral traction as well. So if you've got to make an evasive maneuver, you're going to actually grip.
Right.
You know, the ground, and actually move over as opposed to turn the wheel. And you know what happens? You keep going the direction you were.
Yeah, and
headed.
We run these things. I'll be honest with you. Darren and I, we go to the track at Cayuga, and we run laps there. And the tires are phenomenal. They really stick. They just – my lap times are way down.
They know what they're doing, and so do you.
It's fun. Now, we're going to announce today that we have a new contest from you. It's going to end in October.
Yep.
Tell us about it. We have a relationship with the Argos.
Yeah, well, we've done...
Was it
Argos! Rather be a tiger.
We're now officially...
Tiger cat.
Okay, got it.
Sorry.
We're officially a partner of the Toronto Argonauts, so we've donated a set of field tickets for them. Great seats.
Wait till you hear how much these things cost.
You're in the game. You're in the game.
Killer
you might as well
seats.
Be on the field.
Yeah,
so.
$250 a seat.
You're right at center field. It's unreal.
Yep. So it's $1,000 worth of Argo tickets.
Correct. Yep. And then for... second place prize, or the second person we draw, is going to end up with a set of light truck or passenger tires.
Yes, for the light truck. And I got to tell you, you go to the game and you have a $20 pizza and a $30 beer.
Yeah.
So these tickets are just perfect.
And then your parking. Don't forget your parking.
Do they give you a table service when you're down there?
I'm not sure if they do. They should, based on the price of the tickets.
Yeah. Well, when I'm watching the Blue Jays, there's always this one old lady that's sitting right behind the catcher, and she's getting service left, right,
oh,
and
yeah.
center.
She's the owner's wife.
I'm sure. So when do you start actually ordering snow tires? Are they in stock now?
There, yeah. Most definitely are, loads are coming in right now for our Quebec dealers, because they're basically
everybody
a month
Quebec
early.
Has to have a tire.
Yeah, by November 15th, they're mandated. But most people are starting to take on their winter inventory right now. So basically, September-ish for Ontario and most of the country.
Do you see that happening here with our mandatory
no.
snow tires?
I don't really see it here based on, if you recall, when that happened with Quebec, there was supply issues for at least a year or two.
Of course, yes.
People were stealing other people's tires right off their car in their driveway back then. At that point, Quebec was about 80% of the people
compliant.
Ran winters. So you only had looked at the 20%. Ontario's much lower, so, and bigger population. So if we mandated here, we'd have supply issues for probably years.
But so. I'm just saying, the idea of everybody having a set of snow tires on their car, we don't have a lot of snow in Toronto anymore. But
no.
when I was younger, boy, we had snow
Yeah.
Right? I mean, five, six major snowstorms a season.
Exactly. It's less and less. And, you know, outside the city, you know, northern Ontario, people typically go down that road and run winters. But yeah, as soon as you get down into the city or southwestern Ontario, it's less and less.
And this morning in Parry Sound, it was like 4 degrees. So,
real ones or funny ones?
What's that?
Real ones or funny ones?
No way.
Well, the Americans always tell you, degrees are funny ones.
Yeah, the real one.
Okay, stick around. We'll take your calls. This is Dave's Corner Garage. Yep. We're back more with your information with Darren Boston from Salem Tires right after this. You're listening to Dave's Corner Garage. Welcome back. This is Dave's Corner Garage in studio for the entire hour. So if you have tire questions, give us a call. It's Darren Bossens from Salem Tires. Camera 14 now. Studio's,
you know,
getting bigger.
last week we had a call from a gentleman who had a Mustang. He was saying he had an 80s Mustang, and he was bringing it in from Florida, and it was using too much gas. Well, he brought it in. It's actually a Zimmer. Zimmer was a company that actually took Mustangs and took the bodies off and installed fiberglass bodies on them in the 40s and 30s style.
The 40s and 30s style, yeah. Mustangs.
Yeah, so okay. It had like these long fenders, the big hood, big horns, right? The spare tire hanging out the back. It's actually a gorgeous car. It's heavy as hell, but it's a gorgeous car. It came in and we had a look at it this week, and it looks like we resolved his issues.
What was the problem?
Believe it or not, there's the front tire shaking. It wasn't the car.
Really?
Yeah. And apparently the fix is that you have to reweight the car. There's a site on there which is saying the car is too light in the front end, causing a tire shake, and people will back off and not run it. And so it goes into hang-up mode.
Oh, okay.
In those days, they didn't allow the carburetor actually to close. They hanged them up a little bit so they wouldn't pollute.
Right.
So
It wouldn't pollute.
Pollute.
I have a question for you, polluter.
Yes.
So listen, if you're a typical consumer that may be storing their tires like I do, four on top of each other.
Yep.
All right. When you get, say, halfway through the summer, should you be flipping them over so they don't, do they go wobbly? What happens?
No, you don't, as long as you don't put them on concrete or straight onto the floor, you want to store them, like I said, typically inside, right, climate controlled, if possible. I just put them on a piece of wood and stack them up from there.
Great.
So, yeah, you don't have to flip them, or it's not like your mattress or anything.
I can save my back.
I remember I bought a bunch of really cheap tires from, I think it was Factory Tire.
Okay.
And they were flat.
They were like the beads were touching?
Yeah, like this was the bottom of the rack.
And I wouldn't accept them. Just put a pop can in there.
I said I wouldn't take these tires. Just blow them up. He says they'll be fine. I don't think so.
Yeah. Now listen, if you go to davescornergarage.com, you can look for the Salem logo on our website.
Yes.
Click onto it, and then you'll see where all the dealers are that you can pick up your tires. So you got people listening in Owen Sound.
And if
this
you
morning.
Go there, we have an app on there now. We now have an app.
Yep, you can download the app. Yeah. We're getting into the right century eventually.
Yeah,
wow.
We're now
down. I'm impressed.
Yes, Apple stores are very good. Did you get your case of apples this morning?
No. Well, what happens is you download the app and you can listen to past shows.
Yeah.
And like this show will be on the app next week.
Perfect.
So if you want to catch up on some of the shows or get bored while you're driving.
Yeah, if you listen to the show right now this morning, as we've had a few texts from Flynn Flon, you know, they can download it there. So take us everywhere you go.
Yeah, there you go. We have bought Bob on the phone from Scarborough. I was used to say Scarberia, but not to say it anymore.
No.
Hey, Bob, how are you? What's your question?
No, don't say Scarberia.
Yeah, okay. We've only got about a minute, Bobby.
Okay,
what's up?
Okay, quick. What's the duration life of a tire? Like, I bought four tires, I won't mention the name, about a year ago. And they were installed by the dealer, and I got a rim leak, so I took it back in about 3 months, and I was looking at the tires while I was waiting, and they were, I consider it stale dated, 2 years old. So I mentioned it to the guy, and he said they're allowed to sell them up to 2 years old as long as they're not on the wheel. So I said to him, well, you know, that's 2 years off my five-year warranty. And I said, they crack. And he says, oh, they only crack if they're on the road. It's the heat and the coolness that puts the cracks in them. I said, well, I understand they're made out of a petroleum product, and that, I guess it's the heat. But anyway, it makes it ease out through the rubber, and the rubber dries out. So
yeah.
I even phoned the manufacturer, and they said, yeah. I said, so he said, oh, blame it on the guy that distributes them.
So what's your question, man? What's your question to Derek?
I'm just saying, what can you do when you're paying actually for top dollar for a tire and you only get 3 years out of a five-year warranty?
Yeah, no, and that does happen because, as you know, dealers get tires in and they sit, sometimes they're not rotating them through like a perishable per se, but typically I've put tires on my car that were 10 years old. But I don't really have to worry about warranty because I'm in the industry. But that is the downside to getting a tire that's got, it's 2 years is actually not that long, because considering when it's manufactured, it sits in the manufacturer's warehouse, could sit there for a year before it gets shipped out to the customer.
Well, but Bob was saying that he has a 5-year warranty. Wouldn't the warranty start when he bought the tires?
The warranty typically starts when you buy the tires. If you don't have a receipt for it, then they go by the DOT. So as long as you have the receipt, you're going to get that 5 years or whatever the warranty is
now,
for the tire.
Bob, is that a warranty like it's a road hazard warranty?
No, it's
no,
a
just
warranty
workmanship.
On tread wear out. But like in 5 years, you're going to wear it down. So that they go prorated, right? So in 5 years, you got nothing left. So you get about $10 on the warranty.
Yeah.
But in 5 years, you're going to wear it down quicker, right? So that makes your warranty less valuable.
Yes, right. I understand what you're saying.
So, yeah. So, but like I said, if as long as you have your invoice from when they put them on, your warranty starts from that point on.
Interesting question.
It doesn't start. They only use the DOT if you don't have an invoice.
Can you buy extra warranty for tires?
You can in some cases, like a road hazard type stuff on certain dealers
sell it. Well, because my wife drives by Braille.
Yes. rubbing the curb.
Yes. So, I mean, I bought this insurance for damage to the rims and all that other stuff. Right.
Right. From the auto dealer.
From the auto dealer, yeah.
Not many tire dealers offer packages like that. Some do, but... Yeah. It's not that common.
Alrighty, okay.
All right, listen, if you want to look at getting a car online first, find out all the details about it before you go into a dealer, company's called Car Cost Canada. If you're shopping for a car right now, you won't want to miss what's coming up. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be back in just a minute. Stick around. Welcome back. You're listening to Dave's Corner Garage, and you can listen to us online, too, at davescornergarage.com. How to get a car online before you go into a dealer. It's a company called Car Cost Canada, and with Dave Redinger right now is Ryan Rogers. Morning, Ryan.
Morning. How's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey, Ryan, how are you today? Listen, I got a report from the AAA, and the AAA says that for an average new car, the first year you're going to lose $8,496
in depreciation.
Wow. Yeah, I mean that's quite a bit.
Yeah, and most of that is what? Depreciation.
Yeah.
So the idea is to buy it as cheap as possible when you're starting off this thing, so that you lose less. It's actually 5 years is when it actually settles out, and they all sort of average out at 50% of their new car value. So the question is, what is your site all about?
Yeah, so thanks for asking, Dave. Essentially, what we're trying to do is really simplify the new car buying process and provide the customer with, you know, all the information they need to get the best price on their new car. So I don't know about you guys, but a lot of people, they go from dealer to dealer. They don't know what the best price is or if they're getting the best price. And a lot of the time, it's a very, you know, it's a hassle to do that, go through that process and not have all the information. So we're trying to, you know, provide our customers with the necessary info and provide a hassle-free experience.
So you actually will tell them what's available from the factory as an incentive. You could tell them what the dealership has an incentive. And then you have connections of guys that will actually deliver.
That's right. So it's actually a very simple, like straightforward three-step process. So the first step is to head to carcostcanada.com, and you're actually going to be able to choose your make and choose your model of the vehicle that you're interested in purchasing. And this is going to generate a dealer invoice price report for you. On that report, you're going to see all the available incentives on that vehicle, as well as dealer cost and a recommendation to a local trusted dealer that's going to provide you with a high level of service.
Okay. Now, the first one is free.
The first one is free. That's right. So once you have the report, you know, the next step is going to be to determine what your best price is. And we actually have a formula on there. But really what it is, it's very simple. It's your dealer cost minus the incentives you apply for, and then add roughly a 3% markup.
Fascinating.
So, Ryan, when you're online to carcostcanada.com,
yep,
you're basically, are you building up the car that you want, and that will show you if you have warranties or any kind of incentives for tires or transmissions? How does that work?
Yeah, so it's mostly, you know, factory incentives. So just to explain this incentives a little bit further, it's, you know, are you purchasing, you know, cash? Are you a member of Costco? You know, have you been in the military? These kinds of things. A lot of people don't realize that these memberships to third-party organizations or how you're purchasing can actually help you get the best price. And manufacturers will, you know, oftentimes offer rebates for these kinds of things. And this is where you're going to get lots of savings on your new car.
So if you're with Costco, Dave, you would love this. You could go and probably get yourself a new Mustang, and they bring you like a skid.
How much do you want?
Just bring those 12 Mustangs right in here.
No, that's right, though. I mean, you know, I believe on the Ford, you know, Costco, it does carry a discount. Cool. But really, you know, the core of this is we really want people to have all the knowledge when they're going in to buy their car and know what a best price, what their best price is, instead of just, you know, kind of being wishy-washy, not really knowing what's going
now,
on.
Now, if you've got on your site, you've done your free car, and that didn't actually work out, that wasn't what you wanted, what happens now?
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, really the free report is just to, for people to see how it works. I mean, we don't expect that the one report is actually going to help you figure out the exact car that you want. Some people are further along in the buying process than others. They only need the one report, but we find that most people need more reports. So what they're actually going to do is the best way is to upgrade to a pro membership, and we're going to give you 5 additional reports where you can compare and contrast all these incentives on different vehicles. And that's going to basically allow you to figure out, you know, which car is going to give you your best price. In addition, we're also going to give you, you know, all the updates on the latest incentives. So, you know, they change month to month. Some months they can get better. Some months they can get worse. But we, you know, we want you to know, be up to date on all the latest incentive information, which is all going to be encapsulated in this pro membership.
More incentives at the end of the month or more incentives at the end of the year?
You know what? It I would say that, yeah, I mean, end of the year is a good time. You know, we're probably entering into a good time right now for 2017s because the incentives are getting pretty high on those. So, you know, September, October is when, you know, dealers are trying to move out the old and bring in the new. So that's really a good time. Now is really a good time to be, you know, capitalizing on those incentives.
What do you find are some of the best cars that actually retain their value?
Well, I mean, look, what I can tell you is we have some cars that are extremely popular on our website. Like, you know, the Honda CR-Vs, the Mazda 3s, you know, the Mazda CX-5s. Like these cars are all very popular, probably because they're affordable. They're reliable. So, you know, Subarus are also very popular and are very good at retaining their value. And we see a lot of people on our website building and pricing those kinds of vehicles. But it's really the types of vehicles that are most popular in the market is kind of what we see.
So SUVs mostly.
SUVs mostly, yep. You know, Honda CR-Vs, RAV4s, you know, things of that nature. But no matter what you're purchasing, we're going to be able to help you determine your best price and help you get the best deal. And another key component of this is really the recommendation to a trusted dealer that actually will help you facilitate your best price, and you know, and not argue with you, not make it a bad experience, right? So
interesting. You know, I was just reading here where we're talking about electric vehicles, and they're saying those are the ones that really do not hold their value. A $30,000 Leaf can be got for less than $7,000 right now.
Yeah, and I mean, not only that, we have electric vehicles on our website as well, and they also carry, in some cases, can have some pretty high incentives, government and otherwise. So, you know, definitely if people are looking or interested in buying an electric vehicle, they should, you know, head to our website and build and price it.
So how do we get there?
So it's carcostcanada.com.
Good. Just ask for Ryan. This is Roy Rogers' son, you know.
Don't go there. Hey, Ryan, listen. No, you don't. You don't.
Actually, you know what? We met Dusty Rogers.
Oh, I'm sure. You know, comes a story from 1842.
No, you know how the Roy Rogers theme is at the end?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, when we first started the show, we actually called Dusty, and Dusty said, just mention us once in a while.
There you go.
Whoa, Trigger, whoa. Yeah.
Thank you, Ryan. Have a good weekend, man. All right, listen, the website once again is carcostcanada.com. Yep. Build your car. Take away the stress. You don't need that. We have more information coming up for you. Plus, listen, if you have a dog at home, how to take care of your dog safely when you're driving around.
Yep.
We'll have that before the hour is out. And don't forget, you can listen to us at davescornergarage.com. More about tires and any other questions you have.
Yep, got a call here on the phone.
Very good. Right after this. This is Dave's Corner Garage. Welcome back. Thank you for the call so far this morning. This is Dave's Corner Garage, and we have man's best friend taking care of your dog in the car. We used to do it all the time with harnesses, but she's going to tell you more. Dave, over to you.
Good morning, Corinne. How are you?
Camera 16 right now, Corinne. You're on.
Oh, I'm great, Dave. How are you doing?
Good. We used to have a dog, Sam the Wonder Dog. And when we traveled, remember Sam? He was a Springer Spaniel and half Dalmatian. The front half was Springer and the back half was Dalmatian. And when we used to travel, he used to go on the way back, right? We had a wagon and the dog was the last thing in the car and he'd go right in the back and sit by the window. That wasn't exactly safe, was it?
It can be safe if he were to have been properly harnessed in or in a crate in the way back. That would have been maybe a little bit more safe.
So I see these guys that have these cages across the back of the car. Usually Volvo owners have a cage.
Or Range Rovers, yes.
Yeah. Is that also safe? Like if there's an accident, the dog ends up, you know, plastered against the cage?
Well, I think the goal is to keep the dog as contained as possible. So there's some dogs who are more anxious. So then in those instances, those crates, they're called kennels actually, or those gates are really, really helpful. But if you have a calmer dog, you can just put a harness on it or you can have a seatbelt that will actually buckle into where a seatbelt should be. And that would be just a fine solution as well.
So the other part of my question is, now you've stopped somewhere, the dog is let out and put back in. It's really important to make sure that, like kids, you have to make sure they're ventilated and fed and whatever.
Oh, absolutely. So you want to definitely make sure at least two or three windows are cracked open for them. With regard to food in the car, if you have a dog with a queasy kind of stomach, you want to make sure you feed them 3 hours before you get on that road. It'll make it easier for you. It'll make the dog more comfortable. And if you have to stop to feed the dog, if you're on a longer road trip, which is so much fun for the dog and for you as well, what you want to do is you want to, after it eats, you want to give it about half an hour, 45 minutes for its stomach to settle after it eats before you get going again.
Okay, how many stops do you have to do with a dog? I mean, how long does it take to go from A to B before you have to stop to let him out?
Dog will tell you. So technically, your dog can hold everything they need to hold, okay?
How come it's raining inside the car right now?
No, it'll tell you. It'll communicate. So they can hold it for a while. But, I mean, if your dog, you know, starts to show signs of needing to go out or take a break, you want to stop maybe once every hour and a half, once every hour. If it's a really calm dog, you can go 2 hours, but you definitely want to incorporate time out for them to stretch their legs and go do what they have to do.
It's Corinne, it's just like driving with Dave. You go on a long trip with him,
you know, imagine.
He starts panting away and rubbing on my shoulder going, okay.
Didn't I drive you all the way to Detroit and I didn't stop once?
That's true.
He is a dog.
He is a
That's
dog.
Impressive. That's hilarious, you guys. Well,
so, Krina, you walk the dogs. I mean, I saw yesterday I was going through Hyde Park, and they were smiling. I never saw a dog actually smile.
They're happy.
They love it. Yeah, I mean, so Urban Dog Walks is a dog walking company. We do puppy visits and training and solo walks and boarding as well. But they are in the car. So they love, when managed properly, dogs love to be in the car. It becomes another den for them. And, you know, for the business, they get to see their buddies in the car and everybody has their own spots. It's great. It's a great environment for them.
It's fun because we had our guy, Tucker, who was Lhasa Apso, who's a great guy.
Yeah.
And we always heard that, you know what, never roll the window down because they love sticking their heads out and like saliva on the car. What's that in your back seat? No, Tucker's the saliva.
Sure
but, is. But we had always heard from our vets that it is one of the worst things to do is to have your dog poke their head out because it hurts their eyes. Is that true?
Yeah, it's it looks so cute and they're so happy and that's why people do it. And they love the wind in their ears. It's great, but it is very dangerous, actually. You know, it can hurt their eyes. There's objects on the road that can come. You know, things happen and it's a moving vehicle. It moves very fast. And you always just want to make sure your dog is the safest. And so when their head's right out that window, and you're going super fast, it's not always the best time to have the window, you know, roll down with their heads out. You want to make sure it's open at least a few inches so they have air and proper ventilation, as you said beforehand. But all the way down is definitely not the safest environment or way to
the guys that have the dogs helping them steer the car. It's usually a white little thing, and it's sitting on the steering wheel. And
very manly, very manly.
It's always the big guys, the little dogs. Yes, very manly.
Imagine the airbag goes off.
My little terrier. My little terrier called Fifi.
Yeah, where's my dog? I was here a minute ago.
Okay, Corinne, listen, what's your website again?
Oh, It's www.urbandogwalks.ca.
Okay. Have a great weekend. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Grinny.
Thank you. Okay, listen, we got a bunch of calls
to get through before the hour is up, so stick around. This is Dave's Corner Garage with Fifi and Fido and Fidel.
It was here a minute ago.
He's gone now. There goes Fifi out the window. Goodbye.
Alrighty. Gary
Fifi has left the building. Hang on, this is Dave's Corner Garage, and there he goes. Goodbye.
I was just going to say, Gary Shandling, he's passed, but he used to tell the story where the dog was going in to get neutered. And
It's a car show, for God's sake.
So the dog's back in the yard, and he's going, he goes, geez, I had him here before I got into the car. I'm not getting in the car anymore.
Doggone.
Ooh, let's go quickly to the phones before we run out of time. And Bob's on the line looking for a used Toyota. Bob, good morning. Are you there?
I was looking at a 2002 Toyota Corolla LE. Yeah. The guy was asking $59.95. It's a car lot. And he said he'd give it for $5,000. One lady owner.
You know what, Bob? Go on a website called vmrcanada.ca.
Okay.
vmrcanada.ca. Oh, and maybe .com, but I don't think so. Get on that site, plug in that car, and you'll see the wholesale and the resale value of it.
Okay. All right.
So what they do is they take all the information from the auto auctions and from the dealer trades, and then they take all the information from the internet on what vehicles are actually selling for. $6,000 for a 15-year-old car doesn't sound too happy. It's a lot of money.
Yeah, it has 74,500 kilometers. Yeah.
Well, it's not a bad car. I mean, the little Corollas last forever. But the reality is a 15-year-old machine, and it has 15-year-old pieces in it.
Yes.
Okay. And that sounds like $6,000. It's a bit high, right? I'm thinking that car is probably worth like $3,500.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he said he'd give it for $5,000.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. He's probably got $35 in it, you know, because of the mileage. But go on that site, vmrcanada.ca.
vmrcanada.ca.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
thank you.
Vehicle Marketing Registry Canada.ca. And we use that site all the time. All righty? Good. All right, just a couple of things. People were talking about electric cars coming into the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
A study in England said, yeah, it's great that we're going to be taking, not selling gasoline, but what about all the tax money that we were getting off gasoline sales?
Oh, forgot about that.
So are we going to transfer that into EV?
For sure.
If you're now buying electrics, it's supposed to be so cheap because it's there and it's like 2 cents a kilowatt or whatever the hell it is. Well, it isn't going to be 2 cents a kilowatt. It's going to have road tax. It's going to have HST on it and Ontario tax and wherever else goes. And so it isn't going to be the holy grail as they talk about it.
Plus the infrastructure, that's going to take a while to...
Quite a bit, yeah.
Like, come on.
Quite a bit. And you'll see brownouts and you'll see all that other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So if they say it'll probably not be a complete switch until the 2040...
2040?
Yeah, so okay. You'll see
I'm
that.
Safe.
Yeah, you're safe. But so interesting.
Send us a text what it's like.
Yeah.
We'll be up in the big garage in the sky.
Yeah, but they're talking billions of dollars in lost fuel duties. So interesting concept there. Salem Tire.
Yes.
So how long have been in Canada?
12, 15 years now.
15 years, yeah. Right, yeah.
Yep.
So, and we're just starting to really get traction on it.
Yeah, definitely. Our sales grow every year, and it's being more and more accepted by the marketplace. Things have been good.
Now, what you don't know, ladies and gentlemen,
very good,
is that they're big in construction. You're big in trucks.
Yep.
Right.
All segments of the tire and
so
tire
those
business.
Big giant tires for those mining
and,
stuff.
Yep. Right down to we don't do any motorcycle tires, but right down into lawn and garden and, you know, so everything in between.
You know, in the next couple of weeks, too, with people saying goodbye to summer, which is still a good couple of weeks away, people are going to start bringing their boats back here on their trailers. So it's really, you were talking about a few weeks ago, we had several calls afterwards saying you were mentioning what you should do with your tires and your trailer coming back and what you shouldn't do.
Right. Definitely, you want to store them properly, cover them up. Some people just, you know, the trailers sit outside, so you know, ozone is the sun hitting them, and you know, there's ozone in the air anyways. But if you can cover them and keep them, you know, out of the sun, that definitely helps them. And then obviously, when you, you know, when you bring it back out in the springtime, you want to check everything, make sure there's no issues with the tires, weather checking. There's enough, you know, there's tread on there. There's no oil leaks or, you know, what's behind the wheels. Very important too, as you well know, right? The
and you don't bearings, use linseed, and no linseed oil. Don't mention linseed oil.
Because what linseed oil, like this gentleman who called up a few weeks ago saying, I use lint. He didn't talk like that.
No.
But he sort of did, like Dave. It's like linseed oil was giving it a good shine to the car, to the tire.
But
you were saying in our green room that it does what eventually?
Well, I looked online because, like I said, I've never heard of this. But people use all kinds of different things on their tires. But it looks like it takes a small little bit of rubber off each time you do it, right? So that's why you're getting that new kind of... So eventually, you keep doing it, eventually you're going to get down to the cords.
You don't have white walls.
Yeah, potentially, yeah. Or no walls.
So Salen Tire's website?
SalenTire.ca. You can find the dealers there, all the products.
Yeah, there's cars and passengers and there's trucks.
And there's truck, yeah.
Right. And there's a little button there that says Dave's Corner Garage. You click on that and you can download our app. We have Dave's Corner Garage as an app now, so you can pick up the used shows. And we have a new website, and we have a new contest coming. So there's lots of new stuff coming.
Well, the Argo thing is, Gil, we should look and see what the point spread is going to be like. That's going to be a good game against the Bombers.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
So how come it's over here at BMO Field, right?
Yep.
So how did it start that... did Argos win the game? I don't understand football.
The Grey Cup?
Did they win the Grey Cup? Or is it just they just playing the game here?
Yeah. Well, we're a partner. We're a sponsor. So this is just one of the games of the regular season. So.
Oh, okay. And how long does the season go for?
It goes till I think...
beginning of November.
Yeah.
And you get the Grey Cup. And you should go online once in a while. Just CFL.com. They're just around the corner here.
I'm a car guy. I just
But it's lots of fun. You know, tailgate parties.
You can do the tailgate parties, yeah.
Especially in Florida, the tailgate parties are like enormous. I mean, they close the highways for these people to get there.
And if you win these tickets, you're in the 50-yard line, you'll be on TV, and then the other winner gets a full set of winter tires.
Yes. What is the thing for the Tie Cats? Ollie, Ollie.
Oski, Wee Wee, Oski, Wawa. Holy Mackinac, Tie Cats, eat them raw. And for those living in Hamilton, you're having a heck of a season. Try winning a game.
Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. It's davescornergarage.com if you want to get in touch with us. And thank you, Darren, and thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Sebastian.
Bye bye, everybody.
Bye bye.
Who cares about the clouds and where to get? Sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.